Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee on December 9, 2013. I'm the chair, Bob Lederer, and Michael Novick, the secretary. Will you please call the roll?
Sure. Ron Elias, WPFW.
Present.
Jessica Polinar, KPFT. Carolyn Burden, WBAI, said she couldn't make it. Fred Blair, KPFK. Not here. Lydia Brazon, KPFK.
Here.
Adriana Casanez, KPFT. Lisa Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Mark Hernandez, KPFA. Cynthia Johnson, KPFA. Hank Land, KPFT. Bob Letter, WBAI.
Here.
Michael Lennon with myself, KPFK. Jeremy Taylor, WBAI. Mark Wilkinson, KPFA. Rich Wolf, WPFW. We have one.
I think I saw an email that he sent in saying he couldn't make it or something today.
Okay. So we only
have
five.
I saw something from Jessica, too, I think, saying that she was trying to get on and was having a phone problem or something.
Yeah. All right, well, there's only five members here on the call at the moment, which is not a quorum for the committee.
Okay, thanks, Michael. So in that case, we can determine whether to set, whether to reschedule this meeting to another date. Or not, and then also I would like to suggest that we talk for a minute about how to move forward with the working group, just informally. So let's start with the date of the next meeting. It's scheduled as per our normal routine, which is the fourth Monday of the month. It's currently scheduled for December 23rd, but some people have expressed concern that that's awfully close to the holidays. So would someone like to propose an alternative date in December for our next meeting?
I'm looking at the calendar, and the 18th is actually open. It's a Wednesday night. There's nothing else scheduled.
Okay. How do the rest of you? That's good for me. How about for the rest of you?
It works for me.
Okay.
I'm good.
Oh, wow. So it's unanimous. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, that's only five of us, but still, that's a good critical mass. Hopefully, there will be enough others that we can make quorum that night. So is there any objection to rescheduling this meeting till Wednesday, December 18th at 8:30 Eastern?
Excuse me, before you do that, Lona,
yes.
Alliance from Washington.
Yes.
My phone was muted, and that's not. I'm engaged that evening, so
oh.
I'm not available. But I don't object if everyone else can make it. That's fine.
Okay.
But I'm not available that evening.
All right. No, thanks for clarifying that. All right. So, does anyone object?
I don't object. I'm just wondering if the 23rd is probably no better.
Did you say the 20th?
No, I'm saying the 23rd. I don't think people want Friday night meetings, although the 20th
right.
is available. I don't know.
So
I'm sorry, Michael, what did you just say?
I'm saying the Friday night, the 20th, is open. All the Friday nights are open. There's nobody ever wants to meet on Friday night. So.
Right, yeah, I think we've tried that in polls in the past, and it doesn't usually get many votes.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, sorry, Lona, but I think we're just going to have to go with this. Okay. All right. So our next meeting.
I'm sorry. Also, if we reschedule this to the 18th, we're just canceling the 23rd.
Right. Correct. Okay. So we're agreeing to cancel the 23rd and go forward on the 18th. Is that right? Any objection? Okay. Now, before we go.
There was one objection.
I'm sorry?
Well, there was one person who couldn't.
Right. But she didn't object to setting the date. She just said she can't make it. Okay, so before we go, can we just talk for a minute? We did have a working group on the timeline and next steps to prepare for the elections, and there were four people in that. So let's see. Michael, I guess, is the only one on this call who is on that group. Michael, can you continue working in that group and try to meet before the 18th?
Yeah, I did apologize to the committee that I haven't been able to do anything up to this point. Let me see who actually was on that.
I'm sorry, could you state again what the job
okay,
is?
It was, I think at this point the committee is trying to look at what has to be done between now and the election that has been postponed to next year to make sure the election actually commences on June 1st at this point. So to spell out what are the tasks that need to be done, what are the, you know, the points that they have to happen by, for example, hiring a national supervisor and so on, and vetting the membership list for each station. And then also, I think we said we would look into, if we combine the economy thing with that, I think of like trying to find a possible nonprofit that would, you know, take on some of the tasks of the local election supervisor at no or low cost. So the letter we sent to the PNB about trying to, you know, get that election process going was myself, Lydia Brezon, Adriana Castaneda, and Bruce Wolf, but...
we had one call.
Yeah.
And I think you were going to write a letter, and that had to do with... What did it have to do with? Was it updating the list, or what was it?
This is Benito. I had signed up for that group.
Okay.
Whatever, but my recollection is that we were supposed to write a letter to the or have the that we would write a draft for the committee to approve or modify whatever, sending a letter to the PMB stating our position on with regard to the election or the. Postponement of the election, demonstrating our unhappiness with that decision.
Yeah, so there was a letter that we sent out to the PND on November 9th as a working group. I guess you weren't on that call in the working group. That's the working time to before the PND meeting. To get it approved by the body, so we just signed it as the working group.
And by the way, I included that in tonight's agenda, so after this call, you folks can go back and reread it.
Yeah.
So whenever we meet, we can bring that back, but I think basically it's somewhat moot at this point because, you know, the PND meeting came and went, and we obviously didn't start the process in November, but it talks about, you know, some of the tasks, getting a clean list together, I could read it if you want, but it's attached to the draft.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
Okay, so...
So, we'll try to reconvene that committee with Benito, and maybe, Bob, if you can... You know, ask anybody else who wants to join. It's not anything exclusive in any way.
Well, yeah, maybe you could, Michael, you could just send out tomorrow a quick email to the committee, but remind everyone of the four people who are in the group initially and then invite them plus anyone else to join. And you might just go ahead and set out, you know, if we can just take another 5 minutes for the three of you who are on the group to set out two possible dates that you could have a call and then send that out as a poll to those who want to participate and then just see if you can move forward with at least one phone call. Is that
I can do it. Oh.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I can do it Sunday morning early.
Saturday morning?
Sunday, not Saturday.
Sunday.
Saturday.
Sunday, okay. So that would be like the 15th or the 22nd, you're saying?
15th, yeah. Yeah. I can do it the 15th, and I think I can do it the 15th and the 21st as well. I might, the following Saturday, I'm okay. It's just Saturday, I can't do it.
Yeah, 21st, remember, we have a KPF cable location board that.
Oh, God. No, I forgot. So, okay, that had a ring. Okay, 22nd. 15 and 22.
Yeah. Benito, is that, could you do a Sunday morning call?
You know.
Oh, it's morning for us. I meant morning to
you. Yeah.
So
sure.
Eastern is the
later, later Eastern time. Uh-huh.
It would be noon.
Oh, yeah. 11, 12, 1, something like that.
Okay, in that case, now that you reminded me, I won't shoot you. I love Lydia, but I was getting ready. If there was a way, I was thinking, damn, it's a shame that you can't shoot a bullet over the telephone line. She said Sunday morning.
No, I'm on here.
We'll be up for you.
But that's okay. She clarified. Yeah. She clarified. So it's early for her, not for me. So I can deal with 11 or 12 or 1.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so why don't we say 1 your time? That's what, 10? Yeah. That'd be 10 on the West Coast and 1 on the East Coast. And
send the time options and make it.
Okay, give people option 9 and 12 or 10 and 1.
Exactly.
Before 9, I don't think we're going to hear anybody.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
So 1 p.m. on Sunday, the 15th?
Yeah, I'm going to put out the option to the rest of the committee for either the 15th or the 22nd and either 12 or 1 Eastern Time.
Well, wait a minute. I can't hardly make out what you're saying, Michael.
I'll put out a notice to the committee asking for other people who have been on the working group and others who might want to join for either the 15th or the 22nd and either 12 or 1 Eastern Time and see which, you know, gets the most people who can actually do it.
Oh, I see. Okay. I thought Lydia had said the 21st, Saturday 21st.
No, 21st is Saturday. We have our KPFK local station board that day.
Okay. So either the 15th or the 22nd.
Yeah, both Sundays.
Okay.
Okay, and who just joined the call? I heard a beep. Did someone new come on?
Somebody got off.
Oh, okay. All right, good. So you've set that, and Michael, you'll send a notice tomorrow about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and invite, you know, more people to join?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. All right, is there anything else before we go?
No.
All righty, then we'll see everyone on Wednesday the 18th. So have a good evening.
Okay. Have a good evening, everybody.
Sure. Thanks. Bye. Take care.
All right.
Bye.